also about the bracelets you wear?
Love it. Symbolize the relationship.
Yeah. Canada-US.
The four American senators visiting Ottawa on Monday to talk trade with Prime Minister Mark Carney and members of his cabinet, showing off their red and white handmade bands on their wrists.
I cannot explain President Trump's rhetoric about the 51st state.
Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, the only Republican in the group, insisting they won't be handcuffed by their president's divisive rhetoric.
I don't think that that's constructive, quite honestly. Certainly here in Canada, you can sense that there is a direct hostility, if you will, to that suggestion.
But this friendly visit comes with its own requests, outlined by Democrat Ron Wyden, a ranking member of the U.S. Senate's Finance Committee. First, on the digital services tax, which Canada recently agreed to cancel.
I ask that Canada move as quickly as possible to get a law passed in Parliament, making sure that it's gone permanently.
Carney spoke briefly about a sit-down with the U.S. lawmakers.
How was the meeting with senators?
How'd it go?
It was good.
Good meeting.
It was good. It was a very good meeting. Thank you very much.
The Prime Minister's office says the meeting touched on the steel industry and border security. It did not mention softwood lumber, but Carney did say last week a quota on lumber could be one element of a deal, just as he also started hinting Canadians may have to accept a baseline tariff in a new agreement with the U.S.
Softwood may actually be one of those opportunities for us to strike an early deal with the Americans.